Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Welcome to this feast of Saint Francis. Magnificat magazine tells us that widespread heresy, scandals among the clergy, and a decline in attendance. Does that sound familiar? Widespread heresy, scandals among the clergy, and a decline in attendance threatened the Church of Francis's day. The son of a rich cloth merchant, Francis converted to a life of prayer in his early 20s. In a dream, God told him, "Go and repair my church, which, as you can see, is in ruins." Francis took the Lord literally, and Francis began rebuilding the crumbling structure of San Damiano, little chapel, little church. But his great work of renewal was the new form of life he embraced in 1208. His radical poverty and passionate preaching drew 5,000 men to the Friars Minor in the next 12 years. Francis went to Rome, spoke to the Pope. The Pope had had a dream of a man holding up a pillar, holding the church up by his arm, his hand on a pillar. It was Francis of Assisi. God was calling him to rebuild the church, not the material church, but the church of God. St. Francis had a great love for the poor, and you can read many, many stories of his love for the poor, but it came out of his love and zeal for God, for God's house to be put in order, for God's people to know who they were, for God's people to grow in faith and hope and love. He, in a sense, received the very heart of God. He knew God's love for his people. And it was miracle after miracle after miracle in his day. Does not the church today need the same? Do not the people of God today need again a realization of who they really are? Yes. And God wants to speak to many of us. Not that we do exactly what Francis did. I'm not saying that. But he wants to speak to many of us to show us how each of us, in the place in which we are, where we're rooted, where we live, where our responsibilities are, he wants to show us what we can do to rebuild, to strengthen what is good. How to reach out to the poor and to bring them the truly good news of Jesus Christ. He wants to use all of us in our circumstances. If every Catholic, if every Christian, but I'm speaking now especially to Catholics, if every Catholic were living out his or her faith, the world would not be in the state we're in. If every Christian were living out his or her faith, we would not be where we are now, with people leaving the church by the hundreds of thousands, literally. It's going to be lives like yours and mine that are going to change this. Yes, there are projects. Yes, there are plans. But it's going to be lives like ours who are committed to intercession, committed to pray daily, committed to reach out to the poor, committed to bring God's love where it's needed. That's our responsibility, you and me, today. Do you have a regular prayer time? If you don't start reaching out doing good works. You want to be in union with God, in touch with God. Pray daily, and then let him lead you. St. Francis, pray for us. Pray for us. Paul's letter to the Galatians is the first reading for today, chapter 1, verses 13 to 24. Brothers and sisters, you heard of my former way of life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God beyond measure and tried to destroy it, and progressed in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries among my race, since I was even more a zealot for my ancestral traditions. But when he, who from my mother's womb had set me apart and called me through his grace, was pleased to reveal his son to me so that I might proclaim him to the Gentiles, I did not immediately consult flesh and blood. I didn't, in other words, I didn't start working out my plans for doing this, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to those who were apostles before me. Rather, I went into Arabia and then returned to Damascus. He spent years in prayer. After 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to confer with Cephas and remained with him for 15 days, but I did not see any other of the apostles, only James, the brother of the Lord. As to what I'm writing to you, behold, before God, I am not lying. And then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and I was unknown personally to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only kept hearing, quote, that the one who was once persecuting us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. So they glorified God because of me. Look what God did for Paul. Do you not think, in God's own way, who has an infinite variety of ways to reach us, knows exactly how to reach you and me, but he won't violate our free will? Will you give yourself to him? Will you commit yourself to daily prayer? I've talked enough about that to know you can start out small, but daily, reading the word, spending time with the scriptures. If this program helps you, listen to this program, but don't make that your soul prayer. You want time with him. Lord, show me my sin, that I may repent, that I may turn back to you, that I may, in this year of mercy, receive all the mercy you have for me, the forgiveness, reconciliation, chains falling off. May I have the grace to forgive those I have to forgive. May I seek repentance from those that need to forgive me. Put your house in order, and God will use you. Psalm 139, guide me, Lord, along the everlasting way. This is one of my favorite psalms. 119, you know, Psalm 139 is another. O Lord, you have probed me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, my journeys, when I'm being very active, and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways you are familiar. Truly you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul also knew you full well, nor was my frame unknown to you when I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth. Before I was created, you knew me. You number the hairs on my head now. You know me. You know me through and through. With all my ways, you are familiar. If this is true, and it is, why are we not following him more deeply, more carefully? Why do we always think we have to take care of ourselves? Yes, we need to exercise responsibility, but we go to the source of our help for everything, small and big, everything. And he uses all of that to draw us to himself. Watch how he works with you. Watch what he withholds. You'll see how he's acting in your life. Trust him. He is the one you can absolutely trust. No qualifications. Trust him. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verses 38 to 42, Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." And the Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Jesus is not saying that labor and work, preparing meals, cleaning houses, doing repair work on the house, all that kind of thing. He's not diminishing that at all. What he's saying is Mary chose the better part. She has chosen first to give herself to me. to spend time with me. And Martha is so restless. She's so busy about many things, and she feels like the whole burden is on herself. If she too had come to prayer first, perhaps God would have inspired her, asked Mary to do this. Mary's in prayer. Mary would have responded. Why? Because both were seeking the Lord. So what Jesus is pointing out here is, what's the priority? The priority is your relationship with God. It doesn't mean you don't need to carry out these things, all the practical things for home, for family, for business, whatever. Of course we do. But if God comes first, then the work of our hands will bear fruit, not just for this life, but for eternity. Think about this. Put your life in order. Put it in right order. Jesus is not saying, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, so I get rid of you. He's not saying that at all. He's just saying, Martha, I can help you. You are so anxious. I can help you. But you need to do what Mary's doing. And it is amazing, brothers and sisters. I've experienced in my own life, when my priorities get out of order and when I come before the Lord and say, I have this and this and this to do, help me. And I go back to it. I go back with a different mindset. I'm listening. And there's great peace. God has so much for you. St. Francis knew that. St. Francis followed him. Will you follow him? Please. If you want to get a copy of my free booklet on faith, there are, you can call the 800 number at the end of the program, but you can also go to our website, renewalministries.net. Then click, when you get to the site, click on radio. And then when you get to radio, click on Food for the Journey. You shouldn't have a hard time remembering that. Just go to radio, then click on Food for the Journey and scroll down that page, and you'll see how you can get a copy of my free booklet on the mercy of God. I have two there. They'll be advertised. You can choose. But brothers and sisters, please, please know that this year of mercy is a year for the accounts to be zeroed out, for us to be in a place where we can be willing to serve him, where we can have our priorities clear, where we're walking the path we should walk. Then not only do we receive the mercy of God, and we receive it as soon as we ask for it, but not only are we then in a place to receive the mercy of God, but we're also in a place to extend that mercy. God needs us because he's chosen to need us to reach people all around you, wherever you are every day. Bring them the mercy of God. Receive it first in your own heart and then extend it to others. God will abundantly bless you. Brothers and sisters, you can receive my free booklet by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. You can also request it by going to our website, renewalministries.net, renewalministries.net. From there, select radio, then select Food for the Journey, and you'll find a great deal of information available to you. God bless you.